If you will turn to Mark chapter 10, I'll be reading from verse 46 in just a second. Starting in verse 46, it reads, "Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you.' And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' The blind man said to him, 'Rabbi, that I may receive my sight.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your faith has made you well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road." Now, after reading this passage, I just want to ask you a question. I want you to think on it for a second. And that question is, what did Jesus do in this passage? Just think on that for a second. I mean, it's a straightforward question, and it has a pretty simple answer. I mean, he healed this blind man and gave him sight. But if you think about it for just a second longer, I guess, and a little bit deeper, essentially he gave this man a second chance, a new way of experiencing his life. Who knows how long Bartimaeus was sitting there begging people for money and whatever. Could you imagine begging people for money just to get by in your life? Think about the people on the side of the interstate that you can see sometimes. Like, they're there, they're begging for money, and most of the time we ignore them or they are ignored by people. And just begging, do you know how demeaning and humiliating that could be? Or that is, really. Bartimaeus had to depend on everyone else for everything that he had. He had to depend on everyone for money, for food, probably even for him to get around because he couldn't see. After Jesus healed him, he regained his ability to achieve all those. He could go get a job to get money because work would probably be hard to come by since you're blind. He could buy food with that money, and he could go travel places now. In the same manner, the paralytic man was healed, and that man had to rely on everyone for his food and money and even his transportation because his only options were to crawl or be carried. After he was healed, he could make money and get food the same way, and obviously now he could travel places. In both of these situations, there is a person with a physical disability that Jesus healed. And in the same sense, we too are stuck with a disability. Although not physical, our disability pertains to our spiritual self and our soul. We are sick and held captive by sin. If you want to, you can turn to Isaiah 42, reading verse 6. That reads, "I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house." To give some context to this chapter, really, this is chapters talking about God's servant, and more specifically what he's going to do, and that's Jesus. We just read about him being a light and him bringing people out of darkness and their prison. It even mentions opening blind eyes, which we just read about in Mark, which is pretty cool. But this is the real power of Christ. And that's not to undermine the power of the miracle that took place with Jesus healing the blind man and the paralytic. But the real power is Jesus's ability to take away our sins and heal us from our spiritual disabilities, in a sense. Because while healing the body in a miraculous manner is amazing, there is nothing more important than the health of someone's soul. We are called to be imitators of Christ. So in Isaiah, when God talks about his servant, he might as well be talking about us. that we should be light to the Gentiles, and that we should open blind eyes, and that we should bring people out of the dungeon of sin and out of darkness. And so I ask you tonight, are you being imitators of Christ? Are you the person who sees someone in need, especially spiritually, and ignores them, or just doesn't walk up to them for whatever reason and to attempt to help them? If so, we have to do better. And so I challenge you and myself to, if you see a person like that in need, to help them. If you are that person in need, you can talk to any of us here. We would love to help you in the best that we can. If you need to do that right now or have decided to be an imitator of Christ through baptism, you can come forward as we stand and as we sing.